This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brent Schaefer. How are you, Brent?
I'm great. Good to be here with you, Robert.
And Brent is the CEO of Philips of North America, and it's a really fascinating story because of the transformation that you recently went through. Talk about what that was like. You became CEO in 2014.
It's been an interesting ride. If you know Philips and you know our background, most people know something about us. We're a 125-year-old company. Traditionally a conglomerate, started in the lighting business and grew from lighting into some related and unrelated businesses. Part of that was the medical business, which really came around creating X-ray tubes. So if you've ever seen an X-ray tube, it looks like a very large light bulb, and that was the origin and how we got into healthcare. In 2014, I came in really to the North America role with the full portfolio, which had been streamlined from over a 10-year period. We'd gotten out of the semiconductor business. We'd gotten out of TVs, actually, which a lot of people know us for. So we were really focused on consumer products, lighting, and healthcare. And as I entered, we, as company, made the decision to really transform ourselves into a health tech company. So really to focus full on, all in, on healthcare and health tech, which is, when we speak to that, we really mean our healthcare portfolio, products, services, support, software, plus those consumer products that are closely related. So in the United States, people would know our Sonicare brand for oral healthcare and Norelco brand, which is really grooming and is a wellness kind of product. But to exit our lighting business, which was the origin of Philips at 125 years. So really a key decision for us that took a lot of thought. And there's a lot behind that, if you'd like to hear more of the why.
Well, let's go first into, yes, what the why was, but then what we want to hear about are the challenges you have with the transformation.
The why behind it is, if you look at lighting, it's going through, it itself is going through a huge transformation. At the time, we're the largest lighting producer in the world. And if you think about conventional lighting and the shift to LED-based lighting, it's really a fundamentally different business model. Conventional lighting burns out in a relatively short period, so you have a replacement cycle. LED lasts for a very long time. So when you get into LEDs, you really have to think about lighting as a service business, and you have to move very fast. It's a very competitive business. Similarly, if you look at healthcare and what's happening there, the needs are so great with aging population in the United States, Canada, really mature economies around the world. You have an aging population that has an increased need for healthcare, increased incidence of chronic conditions, so tremendous need. And so the decision was one based really on focus. We felt like as a company we could not focus on these two key areas that required a lot of resources, different kinds of talent, and execute well. So the decision was split off lighting and really focused all in on healthcare and health tech technology.
It's a big bet.
Huge bet. Huge bet for a 125-year-old company.
So what were the challenges he faced in trying to transform a 125-year-old lighting company into a healthcare company?
Yeah, great question. As you'd imagine, there's a lot of tradition and a lot of infrastructure in a company that's been built up around a certain business. And so lighting, it was at the core of our business all around the world. So our infrastructure, the way we did business, the way we dealt with our customers, it was fundamentally based around a lighting model. And so one of the things we had to work through is how do you put a team in place that can disentangle all these various elements of the business, maintain good focus in the lighting business so that it's high value as it's spun off in an IPO, because it had wonderful opportunities of its own, but you need to do that in a very careful way. At the same time, how do you ensure the right kind of focus you need on the health tech business for the future? So this is attracting people with skills in software, millennial generation, a whole generation of people that are the right kinds of leaders for the future in that business. And so in a way, is maintaining these two very different groups of leaders to manage through a two and a half year period of splitting off that business and position ourselves for the future.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Brent Schaefer, who is the CEO of Philips of North America. We're talking about a transformation. So when you transform a company over 100 years old, you had 17,000 employees. How do you allow the entire culture to cascade down into this new transformation into becoming a healthcare business?
These are great questions. I think one of the things that we've tried to do as we have worked through this transition is to make the mission very clear. We have a lot of businesses that came through acquisition in our healthcare portfolio and in our health tech portfolio. And so one is looking for what's the common ground, what is it that everyone can identify with. And so we've made our mission very explicit, and it's meant to be meaningful, and people find it meaningful, and that's to improve the lives of 3 billion people by 2025.
Wow.
And so we try to make that very core in what we do, and I think that it has helped us to manage through a lot of change, because, when in question, you kind of revert back to what are we here to do, and that's to improve lives. And that, as you go through ups and downs related to this kind of transformation, people, I think, genuinely believe in that and genuinely want to be part of that. I think it's also helped us to attract new talent in a competitive market.
And I want to ask you about that. Is new talent, is it getting people with healthcare backgrounds, or is it more of systems engineers, software? What type of new talent do you look for specifically?
Both. I mean, we need those people with healthcare experience, with healthcare leadership. We need a lot of software skills. I mean, that is absolutely key to where we're going. That is a huge need for us. And things like large account management and project management, I mean, these are common things, and we're competing with many different industries to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, now in the nature of our business, we're doing, in some cases, 15-year, 20-year partnerships with large hospital chains. And you have to have people who really know how to come in, implement projects, deliver on shared objectives, and that's a very particular skill set. So we compete with a lot of companies. Part of what we've tried to do is make the culture, as well as compensation and benefits, all those things, but to make the culture something that differentiates us from other places.
What word would you say that defines culture at Philips? If you could think of one word or a phrase.
I think it is a caring culture. The people are, when we do brand research on ourselves, when we go to our key customers and we say, how do you think about us and what makes us different from our competitors in those markets, they will tell us fundamentally your people. Your people are different. And so we put a lot of effort into R&D and technology and developing those offerings, which of course those are differentiated. But I think our people are very fundamental in their values, how they think about the work that they do.
How do you get people to care? Is that you've galvanized them all around this, that you're going to reach 3 billion people by 2025? Is it about the mission? Are there little things, unique practices you have? Because getting people to care and have a culture about caring, that's a pretty strong word.
It is. I think, honestly, we were fortunate to have a lot of employees have been in the company for a long time who come from that kind of background, mm-hmm. who have spent time in healthcare or who have a very deep concern about patient welfare and consumer well-being. So it's kind of there, but we've made it more pronounced and we've made a point of talking about it. So when we do town halls and when we do internal communication, we make a point of talking about the impact to patients, what we do, what you do, in your role and how you contribute every day to help improve a patient's life or a consumer's life, and try to make that very real and very vivid. And I think that helps to build the culture.
We've about 1 minute left before break. What are some of the key products and services that you're offering in healthcare?
First, in healthcare, we're the world leader in patient monitoring or connected care. So we have about 275 million lives that we monitor around the world on an annual basis. We're very strong in imaging, especially in the cath lab, number one in the cath lab, where stents are planted and very much a leadership position there. Ultrasound, clinical informatics, services, oral health care. Those are our big categories.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're hearing that you can transform your organization even if it's over 100 years old, and you have to have the vision and get everyone on board. We'll be back in a few, and then we're going to hear about some of the clients that they're working with as well. Back in a few.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised fast, we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brent Schaefer, who is the CEO of Philips of North America. So you were talking about that exactly. You monitor 275 million patients as a leader in that. And some of the companies that you work with, for example, I know you do a lot of work with Cleveland Clinic, so you probably work with Toby Cosgrove there as well.
Absolutely.
It's a great organization. Talk a little bit about what you're doing with them.
We've done a lot of work with Cleveland Clinic. We've done a lot of work with key thought leaders across the United States and really around the world. What we try to do is bring solutions to them that help them to deliver better care, better outcomes, more cost efficient. Let me go to an example. This is not the Cleveland Clinic, but is Banner Healthcare in Arizona, one of the big IDN systems, very top-rated care system there. So we did some joint development with them on a project that was really around monitored lives, connected care, and patient monitoring. And it was meant to work with them together to treat patients who have chronic conditions. If you have a chronic condition, you're going to be in and out of a hospital for the rest of your life. And of course, the goal is to minimize those hospital visits for better quality of life, reduce costs, keep you at home with your family and your loved ones. So together with them, we put in place some technology. It was done over about a 3-year period. It was a published study that looked at enabling technology, but also how the care was delivered. And basically what it would do is predict when patients with chronic conditions were going to worsen and needed.
It's able to do that, actually?
Yeah. The predictive algorithms basically would predict when the patient's status was going to change so that there could be an intervention. They could stay home, avoid the trip to the hospital.
And that couldn't be done in a home health care setting, could it?
In these cases, these were home health care
settings. Really?
But in the home.
That's a pretty significant opportunity for people improving health.
It's been very significant. They published a study with the results, and they saw about a 30% decrease in the cost of delivering care, about a 20% decrease in hospital readmissions, you know, and all of that, of course, results in a much better experience for the patient.
So you're actually improving quality outcomes and clinical outcomes while reducing cost in the overall healthcare, say, which is about $2.7 trillion in the United States.
Absolutely, and that's the goal, to bring solutions like that to bear.
A question, because I know that that Forbes, who in full disclosure I am a writer for, but that you were cited in 2017 most ethical companies. How did that come to be? Because that's something that people really try for, but it's not easy. It's very competitive, and you can't cut corners.
That's a great one. I would say that it comes from the mission, and it comes from the standards that we keep internally, and I think it's it's a belief system that's there, goes quite deep in the population. And our senior management, I think, is very committed to that. And it was a very nice recognition. We're very proud of that. We, of course, want to continue to build on that.
One other I want to ask you about is when you're one of the top 50 most valuable brands. Now, it's hard to achieve that because you are over 100 years old legacy in the lighting business, and then you change a culture of over 17,000 people, move into healthcare. How do you do that and become one of the most valuable brands?
Well, it's a great question. It has a unique twist in the United States. If you contrast Philips brand in the United States with Philips brand in Europe or Japan or even China, many people, you may have the same experience. They sometimes know the Norelco brand better than they know the Philips brand. And it's just the legacy of the brand in the United States. So one of the things we're trying to do is really unify our brand identity and really keep it on the big themes that matter most around healthcare and improving quality of life. And so that's where we're focused, and we're particularly focused on healthcare providers and on our key constituents in the government, because that's a very key component of our business.
I want to ask you some rapid-fire questions where I'll say a word and you'll think of a phrase that comes up to you.
Okay.
Leadership.
It's. I think it is a thoughtfulness, ability to engage others, set a direction, and bring them forward, bring them with you.
How about the word digital? What do you think digital means to you? Because here you are, an organization transforming from lighting to healthcare.
It is the future. Certainly it is the future. And so how fast can you get there? How fast can you go? I think that's the implication there.
And one more, and this is going to be right in your sweet spot. What phrase sums up transformation? Here you are, an organization that transformed from a legacy to a whole new industry in healthcare. What's the phrase that sums up success and transformation?
To me, it's focus, because I think it just takes tremendous focus to manage through big transformation projects like this. You just have to be relentless and stay on it. So,
yeah. Are there any mistakes that you learned from in going through the whole transformation that other CEOs might learn from and say, that's really something you have to be careful about to make sure that you oversee that element?
I think there are a few. I mean, I think some of the things were learnings in that process that as you're exiting a business or putting focus on a new area of business, you still need to keep the engagement of those who are running the business that is exiting or who are managing the transition. And so there is this need to keep all the constituents engaged as you manage through the transformation process. So if you take your eye off the ball somewhere, or you take one of those groups for granted and think they'll be fine, well, they become demoralized, they lose their way, things start to fall apart. So I'd say that's one learning, is you have to keep the same focus on the businesses that are on the exit path or on the turnaround path as you do on those that are really the growth focus.
That's a pretty profound thought for CEOs to be thinking about.
It's certainly the challenge for all of us, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the future. What do you envision the future being for Philips of North America? You've already transformed as an organization over $6 billion, 17,000 employees, from being in the lighting business to being in the healthcare business. Yeah. As we look down, open up that crystal ball a few years out, what would you say it looks like?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. What we've tried to do with our portfolio across healthcare is to be able to play in all the key spaces. So if you think about how healthcare is oriented, we always think about the hospital environment and acute care, and we are very strong in that environment and play there, and we'll continue to invest in that. What we also know with an aging population and the way care is delivered is increasingly the home setting is very important. So being able to play in the home, have solutions in the home for health care that improve outcomes and are tied back to a holistic thinking about how health care is delivered, that's critical. And then again, the broader topic of wellness. So if you're working prevention and good health in the first place, you can avoid a lot of the chronic conditions, you can avoid a lot of the health issues that plague us. And so around wellness, taking care of yourself, good health, monitoring your health, improving your health. So that is our intent, is to bring together pieces of imaging, connected care, informatics, together with services in unique ways that help solve those problems across the industry.
Brent, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate and everyone there, remember, focus.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Kevin Smith. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. Good. Nice to meet you, Robert.
And Kevin is the founder and CEO of Solar Reserve, which is really reshaping the entire solar industry through something called storage. So first, just talk about what is the real state of solar right now in the United States?
Well, the state of solar, both in the United States and internationally, is it's a dramatically growing industry. We're seeing tremendous amount of new build on the solar side. We're seeing a tremendous amount of job creation on the solar side. And the big issue is really that solar now is in a lot of states in the U.S. and a lot of countries around the world is really the cheapest form of energy supply that that utilities and homeowners can buy.
And talk through, there are really two different types of solars, because there's geo and there's the solars where you see the panels. Explain exactly how each of those works so everyone understands, because I think that's someone people would really like to know.
Right. There's two main forms of solar energy. The more common form of solar energy is panels, photovoltaic panels. People call them PV panels. The panels that you see on your house, and companies also build, you know, solar farms in the desert, which might have 100,000 or 500,000 panels. So that panel technology is well developed and is the much more common form of solar that people are familiar with. We do that. We build projects like that. We don't develop technology like that. We build projects like that. But we have a technology that's in the other side of solar, which is called solar thermal, where technologies, rather than utilizing the light in a kind of chemical reaction in a panel, we actually collect the energy in the form of heat. And that heat is then used typically to heat up a fluid, and then that fluid ends up generating steam, and then it looks like a regular power project, like a coal plant or a natural gas-fired plant that generates energy utilizing steam.
Okay, so when you say heat, we all understand what the panels do, and we understand they could be on houses or they could be in large solar farms.
Correct.
How does the actual thermal one work?
Well, and if you take our project in Nevada, it's called the Molten Salt Power Tower project, and essentially we have a huge field of mirrors. So rather than solar PV panels,
wait, this is more than huge. Is this not a mile and a half?
Yeah, it's a huge field
of
mirrors.
So this is huge, yeah. Huge on steroids.
Right. Yeah, it's about a mile. That project is about a mile and a half. It's a circle, and that circle is about a mile and a half in diameter, and that the vast majority of that circle is filled with mirrors, and each mirror is the size, they're in excess of 100 square meters, so large, you know, several billboards. Each mirror is kind of several billboard size. And essentially those huge mirrors, and there's 10,000 of them, and those 10,000 mirrors focus the sun's energy at the top of a tall tower. And the top of that tower, we're flowing a fluid. We utilize molten salts, and the reason why we use molten salts, because we can heat molten salts up to very high temperatures and it still stays a liquid. So in our technology, we pump a liquid up to the top of the tower. That tower is illuminated with 10,000 very large mirrors, and that heats that liquid up to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. We use molten salts because it maintains it in its liquid form. We then can take that liquid, it's pumped down to the bottom of the tower, and we can store it in a large tank. And then we use that, so essentially we're storing 100% of the sun's energy for that day in a tank on the ground. And we can utilize that energy in the form of heat to generate electricity 24 hours a day. With solar energy. So that's kind of the key to our technology, is that energy storage part of it.
And right now, about 15% of energy are renewable energies. Is that about the right number, or is that wrong?
Yeah, no, that's in the U.S., about 15% of the energy supplied now is renewable energy. That's up dramatically from what it was, say, a decade ago. But that includes not only solar, which is a small portion of it, but it includes wind and hydroelectric and geothermal and a few other technologies. But the fastest growing segment in that now is really the solar part of it, and largely because the costs have come down dramatically, so it's a very cost-effective form of energy supply.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kevin Smith, who is the founder and CEO of Solar Reserve. And what Solar Reserve has done differently than anyone is they found really the missing link. And that missing link is storage, correct?
That's correct.
So talk about how storage plays into the entirety of solar.
Well, if you look at the key for the U.S. and countries around the world is energy security, and how do we reduce emissions, reduce global warming, and the issue that you have today with say solar PV or wind is the intermittency issue. So you only get electricity when the sun shines or when the wind blows. So when a solar panel on your roof, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it goes to zero as the sun goes down. And so the key to moving from, say, 15% in the U.S. to 30% or 40% or 50% and even to 100% renewable energy future is energy storage. And so that's really the key to break the intermittency issues that exist with conventional renewable energy today.
And that makes complete sense with the intermittency that you're just going to have it when you have it. So the whole key is about the storage.
Correct.
Yeah, so explain exactly how your storage process works at Solar Reserve.
So what we do, and the excuse me, the alternative to ours is batteries, okay, conventional batteries, and there's a lot of work being done on the battery side. Batteries are expensive. They've got their environmental issues that are associated with batteries, but the battery side is one alternative. Right now, the most cost-effective energy storage really comes from the technologies that we've developed. And essentially, we collect the sun's energy in a very high-temperature fluid. So we utilize molten salt. That molten salt holds the energy. And like I said, at 1,000 degrees, it stays a liquid form.
How does it hold it?
Essentially, we pump that fluid up to the top. Mm-hmm. We have 10,000 mirrors shining on this tower at the top that holds the liquid. The liquid is transported down through pipes and is stored in a large tank. So it starts out at a lower temperature, and when it's fully charged, we have this tank that essentially has electricity, could generate electricity for 100,000, up to 100,000 people in a tank that sits on the ground in a huge mass of heat and energy. So when we want to generate electricity, we take the heat in that molten salt and we transfer it through a series of heat exchangers into water. They don't mix, but you have essentially a tube and shell, so you essentially transfer the energy from molten salt into water. It heats water up to high temperatures, it flashes into steam, and then that steam is expanded through a conventional steam turbine like a regular power plant. So, I mean, a natural gas-fired plant or a nuclear plant or a coal plant, they use a fuel, and that fuel generates heat, and that heat heats up water, and then that water turns into steam, and it expands to a steam turbine to spin a generator to generate electricity. Ours does similar, except we use the sun's energy for that heat.
So let's look forward, though, because things have a funny way of changing as time emerges. So what do you think the future of solar is in the energy spectrum?
Well, I mean, if you fast forward, let's be crazy and fast forward 50 years, it's going to be a solar world. There's just no question.
That is going to be like 95% solar.
Yeah, huge percentage.
Solar, mostly. Not
mostly
wind,
solar.
Mostly solar.
Some wind, okay, but majority solar.
And will it be mostly the panels or mostly geo? Or?
It'll be both. I believe it'll be both panels as well as thermal energy, because the thermal energy storage.
So that's 50 years.
Yeah.
What about 20 years from now?
Well, and that's, if you start, the question is how quickly we get there. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know the end game, and the end game is it's going to be a renewable energy world. Okay, the question is how quickly we get there and what hurdles are put in place by government and what assists are put in place by government to get there quicker. My view is that, we're seeing you know, more than 50% of all generation built in the U.S. is renewable energy. So if you, you know, looked at the electric car market and people said, oh, 50% of all new electric cars were, of all new cars sold were electric, that'd be like a groundbreaking, you know, discussion. Now it's a small percentage of our electric cars. Mm-hmm. But on the utility industry and the energy side, 50% of all new projects are renewable energy. And so as time goes on, that's going to needs to become a bigger and bigger portion of our electricity supply. So over the next 20 years, it will be dramatic. It won't be 100%, but it'll be dramatic.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one quick question on your leadership philosophy, okay? To throw you a curve. So you built this great company, you know, within a decade. If there's any one key to your leadership philosophy, and you only have 15 seconds left, what is that?
Well, I think the key is for people to have the network and the safety network to take risks. They've got to take risks, and they got to feel their management is supportive of those of taking those risks.
On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Michael Marsden. How are you, Michael?
Great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Michael is the CEO of DataWatch, and you were cited as the number one company in knowledge management. Talk about what DataWatch does.
So, Robert, at a very high level, we empower business users to get more out of their data, and we do that through a software platform that allows organizations to access data, manipulate it, transform it, clean it, prepare it, and make it ready for analytics. At the end of the day, ultimately what we're doing for organizations is letting them get to better business outcomes quicker and improve business processes.
And you work with something that we would term as dark data.
Yes. Our history, and DataWatch has been around for a long time, although we've really transformed ourselves over the last 5 or 6 years. But our heritage is at getting at the hardest types of data sources and formats. So Gartner Group calls it multi-structured data. Some folks call it unstructured. Getting at document-based data, PDFs, print spools, web pages, log files, the really hard types of data to manage, access, and turn into something that you can actually monetize. So that's our key differentiator out in the market.
So is there real value in all the dark data, or is it not? That's the question that I want to know.
And that's a good question. And it's becoming more and more of an issue. I would say when I joined DataWatch 6 years ago, organizations had a hard enough time getting at the data that was easy to access. So all their attention was there. With the advent of big data and all of these new technologies coming into play, organizations can now get at and spend time at all the dark data that resides in their organization. So I like to say, we were 15 years ahead of the market. The market's kind of catching up to us, and now people are paying more attention to the dark data sources.
And you really handled what were the down and dirty, tough data pieces years ago, before people even knew about unstructured data. You were doing that type of work.
Exactly.
And that sort of set you up.
Exactly. And over the years, we accumulated 14,000 customers, largely starting off with getting at that dark data, the mainframe print spools, the third-party PDFs and otherwise. And now that the market's kind of evolving and recognizing that data is important for analytic purposes, and also combining that with all the relational data, we're in a good place.
And so you actually work with 93 of the Fortune 100 companies, which is fairly significant. Give me an example of a company you're working with and what the challenges they had were.
So one of them is right here in the Boston area, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, one of the leading...
I know, I just interviewed the CEO.
Yeah, a great place.
She's
right?
Terrific.
Yeah, I unfortunately had the opportunity to spend some time there recently. They're in their finance area, they've got the challenge of pulling data from their core systems, from clinical systems, from PDFs, from third-party sources, and trying to bring it all together, partly for reporting purposes, partly for claims reimbursement purposes, and our solution is used there to allow them to sort of expedite that whole process.
And what types of results did you get?
They are very happy with what they're doing, and you know, we've got a great relationship with them.
Well, let's talk about another industry. Let's say financial services, for example.
So MasterCard's a good example. They're MasterCard in one area, and they use us in several areas. Reconciliation, business support reconciliation area, they use us to take data from their mainframe systems, from other transactional systems, from PDFs, and use us to cull data from these various systems, blend it together, reconcile it, and look for outliers so that they can speed up their reconciliation process. They're also using us in the customer support area where, you're a MasterCard customer, you don't think that the charge on your card was accurate, and they've got to look at a document and a content management system that reflects the statement that was sent out with their transaction system. So they can do ad hoc queries with our product to look at one and the other and make sure they match up. And if they don't, they identify, here's something that might be an issue, and we'll go check on it.
How would you codify your leadership philosophy?
I would say that you've got to read a lot about World War II, and I'm somewhat fascinated by that time in our country's history, and in particular George Patton, and he always talks about leading from the front, and he got out in front. Especially from a CEO perspective, you've got to get out in the foxholes. You've got to understand what's happening on that next sales call, that next lead gen program you throw out there. You can't manage the company from back in your office.
I don't know if you golf or not, but if you had a mulligan in life, if there was one thing that you could have done over again, what would that be?
So I do golf. I'm very poor at it. I take lots of mulligans. So there's a lot of things I would do differently. I think I would have got married earlier.
To the same person?
To the same person.
There you go. That's a good answer. So next question. Technology. Over the past 12 months, what is the one technology that you think is the biggest that has happened and might be the biggest in the future?
You know, there's so much out there. I mean, it's... And the reason I try to convince my kids or these JMOs or others to get into software, it just moves so fast, and it's so fascinating. There's so much out there. There's one that's particularly interesting. It won't hit our industry for a while, but like face detecting technology has really come along in the last year. And I suspect that in the next few years, you'll probably be on a plane sometime in the next week or two. Instead of boarding passes or putting the phone in front of the screen, you just walk through. They'll look at your face when you pay your bill, checking out of the restaurant.
Okay. One more question, and you've got 30 seconds left. A challenge you faced and what you learned from that.
A big challenge I had. I grew up with, one of 10 kids, didn't have a lot of money, wanted to lead something ultimately, thought I needed to go to college to do that. I don't believe that now. I did then. It was just getting through college. So I managed to do it over 3 years, stuffed into 3 years, extra courses, transferring schools.
And the message, the lesson you learned?
Is you got to plan ahead. You got to plan ahead. So,
and there you have it. Plan ahead. We've been speaking with Michael Morrison, the CEO of DataWatch. We focus to plan ahead and to focus on your dark data and find the gold in there. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.